We had hauled some boxes from an old movie theater to its new location 3 blocks down, a job which yielded not only fresh, hot bocadillos, but ticket vouchers, which burned in our pockets more valuable than gold. I had begun to forget the crisis amid the spice of beans and the burn of my tired arms. I needed that, as Apollo needed his pub in Liverpool, as we all need those indispensable minutes after the alarm wakes you from sleep, but before you rise to face the day. I almost had it. Come play. Come play. Occam banned you from the house, but I want you to come play. Eureka? I replied in text over my tracker, so the other servicers could not hear. Thisby's been telling me about location 133-2720-0732. Where? The black hole. Madame Darwais. Thisby was all surprised finding that place. The president, the emperor, the director, the cousin chair. But we knew, Sydney and me. We knew it was special. We know everything, and everyone, and everywhere anyone goes in the whole world. Even tricky J.E.D.D. Mason, who uses utopian cars. But we don't know about this mad nun Eloise. I tried to hide my sigh, but the others spotted it, seeing my step grow distracted as we strolled through the shopping streets alive with urban buzz. They learned to watch me now, to spot the movements when the calls come in and tear me from them. They threaten sometimes to defend me, to make a tally of how many hours I work and shove it in Casala's face and call it cruel. I do not let them. You okay, Mycroft? One asked. Protective Casale would not let me print their names. It's not a job, I reassured. Just questions. Well? Eureka texted. I guess you wouldn't know about Eloise, I replied. They never leave the house. I know. Never. Not once in their whole life. And there are others. This Chevalier. More. How many, Mycroft? You've been there. How many secret people are they hiding? I have to know.
I don't know.
Guess. How many? 10? 100?
Maybe 50?
Clever, invisible little monsters making the numbers off. The numbers are off, Mycroft. Do you know that? Our numbers for predicting location 133-2720-0732. How many people will come? How many go? How long they stay? We can predict it for anywhere on Earth. Houses, stores, offices, parks. We know everyone, their habits, where they go, how long they stay. We have the cars ready for them every time, just right, but not the black hole. There, the numbers are always off. Not enough cars ready. Too many waiting. Now I know why. 50 sneaky, invisible little monsters changing everybody's patterns. It's not fair.
I followed my servicer fellows still, through back streets of the city, shops and crowds who took no more notice of us as we passed than of the resting gulls.
This Madame Darwais is almost invisible, too. They haven't used a car in years and years. They're on the wish list, though. 27,331 times. That's a lot of unsatisfied customers for one brothel.
That is a lot.
There are only a handful of people with 5 digits on the wish list. You have to do a lot to get that many people to wish you dead. But don't worry. You're still the record holder.
Yes, I know.
You know how many you have now? 989,408,013, and counting. That leaves only 110,634,255 humanists who haven't wished you dead. Yet.
We had a storyteller with us, my little band with our hard-earned lunches, and even in my distraction, I enjoyed seeing the light she brought to their faces. I cannot name her, but I can paint her for you at least. A rambunctious young ex-humanist, built for play-acting, with with huge, expressive hands, eyes that changed color more with her stories than the light, and a versatile androgyny. For she was, as Sniper might be, an Amazon, who, aiming early at the Olympic open divisions, chose to grow no breasts. If servicer life is a banishment from the surrounding world, one might compare it to the natural prison of a snowed-in winter in the olden days, when the villagers forgot their buried farms to gather around the fire, where the storyteller is, for 6 months, king. "Sounds like the wish list is circulating more widely than ever?" I asked. "Want to know how many times you're on the curse list?"
"What's the curse list?"
"You don't know?"
"No."
"It's so clever. It's the opposite of the wish list. You put somebody's name on the curse list if you like them and want to protect them, as if a curse on there is supposed to cancel out a wish on the other. Someone must have started it because they saw someone they liked on the wish list and wanted to protect them. That means some people think the wish list is real." I shook my head, though Eureka was not there to see it. "They don't think the list is real. That many people wouldn't be willing to put names down on it if they really thought of it as endorsing murder. But they also wouldn't bother if they thought it was nothing. That's why it's wonderful. It's like a superstition. At least 900 million humanists have put names on that wish list over the years, and they don't really think there's some assassin out there watching who'll kill off the people with the highest scores. But they must vaguely hope something bad might happen if enough death wishes pile on the same person. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. It's like knocking wood, the death wish list." A dog came by next, with a friendly owner who let it sport with us. Bliss. "You're on the curse list, too, you know, Mycroft. 9,231 times. You still have fans." "You shouldn't encourage the wish list, Eureka."
"Me?
I've never put a name down, not once."
"True, but I know you're the one who starts it up again when it stops circulating. You read it incessantly. And I've seen you lurk around online and mention it to humanists who haven't heard of it yet. You need to be careful. It may have started as a joke, but in the wrong hands it could make the whole hive look like murderers." My companions debated the next turn now. Left toward the park, right toward the steps and fountain, two equal goods like two colors of candy. "Do you wish I would omit these details, reader? In 100 years, there will be nothing left of these servicers, no descendants, no inventions, no laws they passed or records they broke. Even their trials will no longer be current as precedent. Their names may be censored, but I will not deprive them of the chance to be remembered at least as those happy servicers who walked with Mycroft Canner. We're working on lists of who goes to Madame's, me and Sydney. Sometimes they try to hide it, riding with somebody else with trackers off. Trixie, Trixie. But now that we know what's there, we can look at whose trackers are off and who has patterns that don't add up. The black hole causes so much, but now we have the missing puzzle piece."
"Was it you who gave Thisbe the location?"
They asked.
"Please don't show Thisbe the list of who goes there. Thisbe needs to stay away from that place. You all do, for the Bash's safety."
"Why bother showing Thisbe? What could Thisbe see? A list of names? A list is nothing. Thisbe can't see how, when you move one ball on the grid, the others move. Madame Darway is a ball that doesn't move. But the others move around them, the whole structure orbiting the black hole. If you tried to see it with your silly senses, it might look like the center of a web. We didn't know there was a spider hiding there. They stayed still so long. Do you think they were hiding from us on purpose?"
"Mycroft? Mycroft, are you there? Hello? Hello, Earth, to Mycroft?"
Eureka could not reach me. Earth could not reach me. We had rounded a corner, and there were words there. Words plain and hollow in the noisy street, those
words which must not be. They overwhelmed me like the massed spears of a phalanx. I told you before how hard I fight to make myself believe in this drifting dream you call the present. Now I lost that fight. The death of majority is a lie, the words began, floating through. No, I was not aware of what they floated through. The crowd, the air, for none were real to me. There are lots of majorities, real and dangerous majorities. Who owns the Bosch house where you live? The Mitsubishi? Who owns the shop where you do business? The farm that produces the food on your table? The Mitsubishi. They own 2/3 of the earth, and compared to them, the majority is camping on a sliver. The majority. You say it doesn't matter, but it makes everyone nervous, knowing the Mitsubishi could raise the world's rent at any time, double, triple, 10 times, and no one could stop it. The majority fears the Mitsubishi, wants to stop them, to seize their land and redistribute it, by force, if need be. This black sakura theft is someone lashing out, but everybody wants to. How long until there is a second attack? And a third. How long until they start to defend themselves? I remember when I was a young thing, 2 years orphaned and finally used to my reconstructed limbs. I was sitting in the garden with the Mardi children, talking to Geneva Mardi about sacrifice. The senator sat us kids on the ground around him, while the grown-up, with his stiff back, monopolized the bench. He challenged us to come up with things we would do anything to save. A grim theme. But these were the sorts of games that Mardi children played. The gardens at Alba Longa belonged to the Roman Emperor Domitian first, then to the popes, then to the masons, as imperial as a spot of earth can be. But it was Brill's Institute that suggested to Emperor Aeneas Mason to make the Alba Longa site into a Denkergarten. The emperor built 5 Bosch houses around the grounds and reviewed the world's great campuses, inviting the 5 most promising, unusual, and ambitious new Bosches to share that paradise, to foster children and ideas, with no payment asked beyond the promise of future greatness and corresponding gratitude. The committee picked 1 Bosch of ex-European masons, 1 of cousins, who would later take me in, 1 mixed Brillists and humanists, 1 cousins and masons, and that rarest of treasures, the Mardi Bosch, which boasted 6 hives and a hiveless, while Apollo's constant visits almost granted it the 7th. Much has been written of my house, the 5th house, the service house, the groundskeepers and maintenance staff that served this think tank, and what inferiority complexes I might have picked up, even before the accident, as I grew up knowing all my playmates were genius children earmarked for greatness, while I was not. It is somewhat unfair of me to contradict my biographers at this late point, but for the record, and while they lived, my Bosibs knew full well that a committee had chosen the other Bosches, while Aeneas Mason himself selected us. If we had to squander some hours on the not unpleasant task of gardening, it was the only way the emperor could secure an undebated seat for the one Bosch for which he held the highest hopes. He visited me in the hospital after the accident, and from how he wept, I might have been the last chapter of a now-lost masterpiece. What would you do anything to save? Children. Laurel suggested, Mama, first. Laurel Mardi was 7 then, the prince of the Bosch, the cousins and Mason's golden boy before Jehovah eclipsed him, and famed for having left his toy cars in so many VIPs' offices that a flippant reporter at the Romanov started a weekly column, Laurel Mardi's Road Trip. Half an excuse to show world leaders cuddling a cute kid, but also a chronicle of the rise of what would obviously be one of the next generation's greats. I'd do anything to save Mama. Geneva smiled, as if he had been waiting for the boy's reply. Geneva Mardi
was kind-faced, but merciless, as only a mason reared by cousins can be.